At least 76 police officers and several demonstrators have been injured in clashes in Germany's city of Hamburg ahead of the G20 summit. Stefan Boss reports.
Violent clashes breaking out near the site of the G20 summit. German riot police confronting thousands of protesters demonstrating amid the arrival here of US President Donald Trump. Some called the protest G20. Welcome to hell. But the violence was not what organizers of the march had planned. They soon declared the march over, but this area of Hamburg resembles nearly a war zone. Dozens of police are injured and even their spokesman is reportedly attacked during an interview. Officers use water cannon and pepper spray to disperse black hooded protesters at the event. Mass protesters can be seen attacking police with bottles, stones and other objects and set fires in the street. Several shops in the neighborhood closed down. Shop owners left messages urging demonstrators not to attack their businesses, but several buildings have been damaged. Protests will continue with more than 100,000 protesters expected in the city for the summit that takes place Friday and Saturday. Hamburg has boosted its forces and some 20,000 officers are in Hamburg and the surrounding area to patrol streets, skies and waterways. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among those attending the summit hosted by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. However, those protesting, including extreme leftist demonstrators, view the summit as a capitalistic gathering that will do little to make the world a better place. Many also oppose the presidency of Donald Trump, who has been criticized over his anti-migration and America First policies. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.